And I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. It is almost election day. Tomorrow is primary election day, and one of the local races being decided is for Washtenaw County Sheriff. The Democratic primary has incumbent Sheriff Jerry Clayton seeking re-election. He is challenged by Ken McGee for a second time. But he has a long career in law enforcement. He's worked as a city police officer in Jackson, a federal agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration, and more locally, as the University of Michigan's chief of police. Now, McGee ran as a Republican for sheriff back in 2016, losing to Clayton in the November general election. Mr. McGee, thank you for the time today.
I'm honored to be on your show today. How are you, David?
I am well, thank you. I do want to question that. I mentioned that you ran as a Republican in 2016, a Democrat this time around. Why have you decided to change parties in trying to become elected, particularly in an election where people are required to vote straight party line ticket?
I'm glad you asked that question, and I've been asked that question many times in the past. I involved myself with politics very late in the game and during the last election cycle, and the reason I entered politics was, at that time, was to opioid and heroin epidemic that we were suffering here in Washtenaw County. At that time, hundreds and hundreds of people had died in the last few years of overdoses related to opioids and heroin. And my goal was to run for sheriff. I knew that there was no chance of winning at that time running as a Republican, but the goal wasn't really to win as much as it was to get the word out. Of course, everybody wants to win, but I decided to run on the Republican ticket, which allowed me to go all the way towards the general election in November, and I've been complimented by numerous treatment and recovery community members as my running for office brought more awareness to the opioid epidemic that we've had in this county and than anyone else has ever.
Prior to the 2016 election, did you typically personally vote as Republican or Democrat?
No, I did not. I typically voted as a Democrat.
So I do want to come back to what you just brought up about the opioid epidemic. It has not gone anywhere, and in fact, there are reports that during the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been an uptick in the number of overdoses. This time around, in the 2020 campaign cycle, you still want to make that a part of what you change and what you do. What would be your plan to change the nature of treating addiction, particularly when it comes to the county jail?
Well, we have 400 beds in the county jail, and approximately 170 of them in any given day or week are the ones that are filled. What I would like to do is take part of the jail and turn it into a recovery center or a treatment center for people ultimately leaning towards recovery with what's called a substance use disorder, towards that and to other drugs as well. And one of the ways I will pay for this is also is eliminate high-level positions that they have at the Sheriff's Department currently, which I feel could be filled by other individuals. And for every high-level position I eliminate, I can hire two substance use disorder addiction specialists to work within the jail. And I'm talking about not just a once-a-week meeting or twice a week. I'm talking about a 24-7 facility where people are engaged in treatment modalities that range from A to Z.
Typically, something like that, that major change in the manner in which the jail would be run might be subject to approval of the County Board of Commissioners. There might be some funding shifts that would require support from the county administrator. Have you taken the temperature of those that would need to be involved?
I have not actually spoke to the county commissioners about this. I am not in office. I have taken the temperature of a lot of community members, a lot of other people involved in this arena of this deadly disease, and they think it's an excellent idea. So in answer to your question, I haven't spoke to the county commissioners. However, I would make the funding work, and this would be one of my priorities amongst a handful of other priorities that I have the day I take office.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ken McGee, who is challenging incumbent Sheriff Jerry Clayton in tomorrow's Democratic primary election. Since the killing of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, we have heard the cries for changes in policing. Some even want to defund law enforcement altogether. Do you consider yourself an ally of the Black Lives Matter movement?
Absolutely. I consider myself an ally of the people, and I've attended numerous Black Lives Matter speeches and presentations and marches and protests. In addition, I've studied this matter for years, studied the civil rights movement for years. I'm heavily entrenched in learning each and every day about the ills that pain our society. And that 8 minutes and 46 seconds of George Floyd's life is what set back years of police progress working within the communities. We could always do better. We could always do better, and we will always learn. But one of my priorities in the administration when I take over on day one will be to restore trust in police services, as well as hold police at all levels accountable, including the sheriff.
So you say you have decades of law enforcement experience, and obviously you have that inside perspective. So where are and where were the failures in serving people of color?
Well, we talk about systemic change, and I've given numerous speeches on this as well, and that is to realign and revamp our entire hiring process on the types of police officers we hire. We hire a lot of good police officers, but I think some of the inherent racisms that certain people have come out, their true colors come out when they become police officers. My point is, the background process is going to be extremely important in my administration as to how I root out racism, because the two most important decisions I can make is who I hire and who I promote, because those individuals will have to have the values and the vision that I have in regards to bringing an end towards racial bias in policing.
So that's going to also require changes in the manner in which potential officers are trained. That would obviously include implicit bias training. What other training do you see as necessary to overcome the systemic bias that exists?
One of the things that I believe is that you can't just teach a two-hour training course or a four-hour training course to a police officer and expect all the problems to go away. I believe the training has to be consistent, and it has to be on a much more deeper level. Instead of teaching people why you don't use certain words or why you don't use certain jokes or why you don't treat certain people in a certain way, you teach them the background. You teach the history. And when people are armed with the information on the history of racial bias in this country, they get a much, much bigger perspective on it, where you teach them about the civil rights movement, the marches in the 60s that Dr. Martin King had from Selma to Montgomery. You teach them about letters from a Birmingham jail that Dr. King's preaching. You speak to them about a lot of history, because I think once you start to understand history, you redefine the situation in a totally different matter. It makes it easier to teach why it's so evil and why it's so wrong. And so that's one of the main things that I really focus on when I speak about training, and that is, besides what not to do and what to do, it's the deep inherent reasons as to why we need to study this and why we need to do what we're saying we have to do.
If elected, you talked about things would change on day one. How would you create greater inclusiveness and give voice to the community in changing the relationship between law enforcement and the public?
Well, I would be present. That's the first thing I will do. I'll be meeting with the communities, me as a person, me as the leader, me as the sheriff, and the sheriff of Washington County. I would not be an absentee sheriff. I currently believe that my opponent has been an absentee sheriff. And what I'm saying is, I will be there. I won't send representatives. I will be meeting with the community, hearing their cries, hearing what they need, and taking action. And that's what I mean by day one, that being in the moment, being present, being the leader, as I've already been on the campaign trail, speaking to individuals in the various communities and listening. And one of the main battle cries that I hear is they don't hear from our sheriff. They hear periodically from a representative of the sheriff's office, but not from the leader himself. And that's one of the things that I will do on day one. I will be there, I will be present, and I will be proactive.
And Mr. McGee, throughout the candidacy this time around, you have repeatedly said if elected, the sheriff's office would immediately become more transparent. How so?
Well, one of the platform points, as I spoke about earlier, was restoring trust in police services, as well as holding the sheriff's department at all levels accountable. The third part is improving transparency. And improving transparency will basically help with platform point number one and number two. And one of the things I plan on doing is opening up the entire body camera system to make them much more accessible. I will place a much more relaxed version of the Freedom of Information request I've been told that going through the Freedom of Information process through the Sheriff's Department is extremely cumbersome and somewhat clandestine. And I don't want that. I want the people to be able to see whatever records they need to see, as long as they comply with certain laws. And when it comes to the video cameras, of course, there'll be certain things that are blacked out. For example, or redacted is the correct term. For example, child abuse victims or sexual assault survivors, things of that nature. Obviously, people's worst day in their lives doesn't need to be on camera exposed to the rest of the world. But those are some of the things that I will do immediately. Work on a freedom information process, work on the body cameras to have more accessibility for the general public to see exactly what they do. We do as a sheriff's department. I think that will go a long way to help when it comes to transparency and as well as restoring trust in police services and to hold the police accountable.
Mr. McGee, thank you for the time today, and we'll see how the election results come out probably sometime Wednesday morning.
I want to thank you very much for this time this morning, and you have a great day.
That is Ken McGee. He is seeking to unseat Jerry Clayton and become the next sheriff of Washtenaw County. The Democratic primary runoff is, of course, tomorrow, and the winner advances to the November ballot where there is no Republican challenger. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.